In 1994, a brilliant Wall Street analyst named Jeff Bezos noticed something that would change everything. The internet was growing at a mind-boggling 2,300% per year. Recognizing a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Bezos applied what he called his regret minimization framework. Would he regret not jumping into this internet revolution when he was 80 years old? The answer led him to quit his lucrative job, drive cross-country to Seattle with his wife Mackenzie, and launch an online bookstore from his garage. Why books? They were the perfect starting point. Standardized products with millions of titles no physical store could possibly stock. But Bezos wasn't just building a bookstore. He was laying the foundation for what he called Earth's most customer-centric company. Those early days were defined by scrappy resourcefulness, desks made from doors purchased at Home Depot, team meetings at Barnes & Noble to study the industry they planned to disrupt, and Bezos's parents investing $100,000 of their retirement savings into a venture few believed would succeed. What's remarkable is how many elements of Amazon's future DNA were present from the beginning. The frugality, the relentless customer focus, and the willingness to think decades ahead rather than quarters. When choosing a company name, Bezos considered Relentless.com, try typing that into your browser even today, before settling on Amazon, named after the world's largest river, reflecting his ambition to create the world's largest store. When the dot-com bubble burst in 2000, Amazon's stock plummeted from $107 to just $7 per share. Financial analysts predicted doom, with one scathing report by Ravi Surya sparking a media frenzy questioning Amazon's very survival. Suppliers grew nervous, employees watched their stock options become nearly worthless, and the business press circled like vultures. Yet amid this chaos, Bezos maintained an almost supernatural calm. I've watched Amazon stock go from $1 to $113 and now to $6, he told reporters. I've seen the whole movie. I know how it ends. This wasn't just bravado. It reflected his genuine belief that short-term market fluctuations were irrelevant to Amazon's long-term prospects. Inside the company, difficult decisions had to be made. 1,300 employees were laid off, some who had just relocated for their positions. Stock options were consolidated to boost morale. Marketing strategies shifted dramatically, with television advertising halted in favor of initiatives like free Super Saver shipping, addressing the fundamental customer pain point of shipping costs. What saved Amazon wasn't just cost-cutting, though. It was Bezos's unwavering focus on customer satisfaction over stock prices. He frequently quoted investor Benjamin Graham, "In the short run, the market is a voting machine. In the long run, it's a weighing machine." By 2002, Amazon reported its first profitable quarter, a milestone that silenced critics and vindicated Bezos's approach. The company had weathered the storm that destroyed countless dot-coms by refusing to abandon its long-term vision. In 2005, Amazon launched Prime, $79 annually for unlimited two-day shipping on eligible purchases. Despite seeming financially risky, Bezos understood a crucial insight. Prime would transform shopping behavior. Once customers paid for free shipping, they'd order more frequently across categories to maximize their investment. The strategy proved successful. Within a year, Prime members increased their annual spending from $400 to $900, making Amazon their default shopping destination. To support growing demand, Amazon built an extensive network of fulfillment centers nationwide. The company enhanced its ecosystem through Fulfillment by Amazon, FBA, letting third-party sellers store products in Amazon warehouses. This expanded Prime-eligible selection without inventory risk while generating revenue from storage and fulfillment fees. Prime evolved beyond shipping to include video, music, Whole Foods discounts, and more. By 2018, it had over 100 million members worldwide, spending more than double what non-Prime customers spent. More importantly, Prime reset retail standards, making two-day shipping an industry expectation rather than a premium service. In the early 2000s, Amazon faced internal technical infrastructure challenges as rapid growth strained their systems. Instead of simple upgrades, Amazon's leaders proposed rebuilding their infrastructure as reusable, well-documented services, a decision that would birth Amazon Web Services. The breakthrough came in realizing this infrastructure could benefit other companies. AWS launched two core services, EC2, Elastic Compute Cloud, and S3, Simple Storage Service, with a pay-as-you-use pricing model that democratized enterprise-level computing. This allowed startups to compete without massive hardware investments. As AWS leader Andy Jassy noted, the platform reversed the traditional ratio of infrastructure maintenance to feature development from 70-30 to 30-70. This enabled companies like Netflix and Instagram to scale rapidly without building their own data centers. AWS became integral to Silicon Valley's growth, generating $2.2 billion in revenue by 2012 with higher margins than Amazon's retail business. More significantly, it established Amazon as a technology innovator and demonstrated their ability to transform internal solutions into successful business ventures. Inspired by digital music's transformation of entertainment and guided by Clayton Christensen's The Innovator's Dilemma, Bezos recognized books would follow a similar digital path. He tasked executive Steve Kessel with leading Amazon's digital transition, emphasizing the need for self-disruption before competitors could act. The Kindle's development aimed to create an immersive reading experience that would vanish in the reader's hands. Despite technical challenges and publisher resistance over concerns about print sales and piracy, Amazon leveraged its market position while offering incentives to ease publishers' digital transition. Launching in 2007 at $399, the Kindle sold out in 5.5 hours. Its wireless connectivity enabled direct book purchases without a computer, revolutionizing digital reading. Amazon's strategy of pricing new releases at $999 created tensions with publishers, especially when Apple entered the market in 2010 with its agency pricing model. The Kindle ultimately transformed publishing by making books instantly accessible, reinvigorating reading culture, and enabling author self-publishing. What started as a defensive move became central to Amazon's digital strategy and innovation capabilities. Jeff Bezos' management style combines visionary thinking and structured chaos through decentralization. This philosophy spawned the two pizza teams concept, small, autonomous units that could be fed with two pizzas, maximizing efficiency by reducing bureaucratic overhead. To fight corporate inertia, Bezos banned PowerPoint in favor of six-page narrative documents, believing this format forces better thought and better understanding of what's important. His direct, demanding leadership style manifests in intense scrutiny of presentations, often challenging team members with pointed questions about inconsistencies. Bezos embraces contradiction in Amazon's operations. The company simultaneously pursues operational excellence and innovation, frugality and bold investment, customer obsession and competitor awareness. These dualities are reflected in the company's leadership principles, which pair seemingly opposing values like frugality with think big. His decision-making framework distinguishes between Type 1 decisions, irreversible, high impact, and Type 2 decisions, reversible, less consequential. Combined with the disagree and commit principle, this enables swift action while managing risk and maintaining team alignment. The resulting culture is both invigorating and demanding. While former employees report doing their best work at Amazon, many also experienced burnout from the intense pace. This environment has created one of history's most innovative organizations, successfully disrupting multiple industries while maintaining operational excellence.